Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons. Shir number 38, Mizmor Yutes, part 3. I have to tell you, I wasn't sure if we should continue on to Mizmor Chof, one of the most famous chapters of Tehillim that we recite on a daily basis. But I felt the pasuk of Teiris Hashem Timimo Meshivas Nafesh wasn't fully developed. I felt we didn't spend enough time on this pasuk. And I was looking around at different svarim. And I'll be honest with you, past few weeks, I was working on this shir. And I found from the Noyim Eliezer, the Skolin Rebbe, in the Sefer Noyim Eliezer, a beautiful mahalich, an understanding of fundamental yisoid, a principle in Yiddishkeit. We begin with Rashi. Rashi on the words of the Pasuk, Meshivas Nofesh. Teiris Hashem Timima, the Teir Hashem is pure. It is Meshivas Nofesh. It gives tranquility to the Nefesh, as the Meiri and the Metzuz David explain. Meshiva, like from the word Shav, to come back. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Meshivas Nafesh? Meshivosoi midarchi miso lidarchi chaim. The Torah is tamim, is tamima, that it brings a person, Meshivosoi, it brings him back, midarchi miso, from the path of death, lidarchi chaim, and it brings the person to the path of life. Is what Rashi says. So ask the Noam Eliezer a few questions. What does it mean, Tamima? That's the first question. We know that Torah Kedoshah is Tamim, is pure. What does this mean? What is the message David HaMelech wants us to take out from this and apply to our lives? Furthermore, what is the connection that the Torah is Tamima, this that the Torah is pure, it's Meshivas Nafesh. What does one have to do with another? We say the words, but what does it mean? And number three, what does Rashi mean when he says that the Torah HaKadosha is Meshivos Midarchi Misa? It takes a person back from the path of death, the Darchi Chaim, to the path of life, the Derech Chaim. Is a person on a path of death that he needs to be put on the path of life? Why would we think we're on the path of death? To answer these questions, the Skolena Rebbe brings the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Ekev in Perik Ches, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Kol HaMitzvah Asher noichi mitzavcha hayoim tishmeru lasois. The entire mitzvah, kol ha-mitzvah, asher noichi mitzavcha hayoim, that I command you today, tishmerun, you shall guard it, lasois, to do, to fulfill. Continues the pasuk, leman tichyun, in order that you shall live, urevisem, and you will increase, you'll be successful, uvosem, and you will come, v'yirishtem, es ha'oretz, asher nishba Hashem la'viseichem. You fulfill the mitzvahs, you'll come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem, that I Hashem commanded, that I Hashem swore, I will give to your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is the pasuk that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh focuses on. And the first question asked the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, what is this term, kol ha-mitzvah? The pasuk says, "Kol haMitzvah Asher Noichim Mitzav Chayoyim." Are we talking about one specific mitzvah? It's a peculiar way of, a unique way we're not familiar with. Usually, we'll say "Kol haTorah Kula." We'll say "Kol haMitzvos" in plural. What's this lashon? "Kol haMitzvah." All of this mitzvah. It sounds like we're talking about one mitzvah. So, which one mitzvah are we talking about? Furthermore, ask the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. In the beginning of the parsha, the pasuk says, "Ekev tishmu ushmartim vasisim." The parsha begins that you have to make sure you do the mitzvahs, and even the mitzvahs shodim dosh ba'kevav, what's called quote unquote the smaller mitzvahs that sometimes people trample on with their heels. That's parsha's ekev. Ekev means heel. So the Torah is teaching us, don't trample on those mitzvahs. Make sure you fulfill those mitzvahs properly. That's the beginning of the parasha in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. That when a person fulfills those mitzvahs and he will receive the reward for them, that's Ekev Tishmu Nishmatim Asisim. So if that's the case, what does it mean? Kol HaMitzvah. It can't mean that if you fulfill this all mitzvah, this entire mitzvah, you'll get reward. We just said that a few psukim earlier. Before the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh answers the questions, he introduces a Yesod HaChayim. He introduces a way of life, a reality that he's discussing here in regards to mitzvahs, but the truth is it applies to all aspects of life. And I believe you'll agree with me as well that it applies to all aspects of life. And he says like this, you have people, Yesh Anoshim, you have people that they'll do two or three mitzvahs with zrizus, besmidus, with alacrity and with diligence on a regular basis. And they'll do every single aspect of that mitzvah with every single hider of the mitzvah. However, now listen to these words now from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. However, he says, it's possible that a person who is doing those mitzvahs, those two, three mitzvahs, or even if it's just one mitzvah that he focuses on and tremendous, tremendous attention to, it's possible that this can lead a person, leireid besulom shlav achas shlav. A person could go down a ladder, rung after rung, to the point she posse kol avoidosoi v'shaychus la'Hashem izborach, Hashem yirachim. Those are my words paraphrased in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. That it's possible that a person can do a mitzvah with tremendous, tremendous diligence and adherence to the mitzvah. And yet that adherence to the mitzvah is what can bring a person to eventually, rachman litzlan, stop doing all the mitzvahs and stop serving Hashem. The person can be very confused. I thought mitzvah gereres mitzvah. I thought if you do one mitzvah, it brings you to another mitzvah. What's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh talking about? And he points out, he explains, because there's a mindset that people have in life. And this is what I'm saying, that it could be also by the mundane. That if a person is doing something, if a person is doing something, he can make a faint check, or he can make a solid check. I fulfilled my task for the day and that, whatever I was supposed to do. But if there's more time to do something more and better, he might not focus on it. Let's give a little example. Let's give an example. Let's say, for example, a person learns Daf Yomi every single day. And let's say he sets aside a half an hour to learn Daf Yomi. And let's say the learning in the Darim, like the learning now, and the Dafim are very small. So within 15 minutes, he could finish the whole entire Daf. Now, if the person set aside a half an hour to learn, he has another 15 minutes to learn. But the person who is diligent every single day, no matter what the weather is, no matter what the situation is, he is going to make sure he's always keeping to that daf. Which is a tremendous, tremendous thing. The kvius hatayra. However, what did we just say here? The person has another 15 minutes. What's he going to do now? If he finishes daf, 15 minutes before his half hour is over, he could close the sefer, walk away, and finish. Feel, I made my check. I'm done. And this mindset, this attitude of a laxity, because really, really, in essence, it breeds a laziness for the other mitzvahs as well. And the same thing applies to the mundane. If a person has to do something, he feels accomplished, he finished, let's say, mowing the lawn. He has a whole day ahead of him. He has a bunch of things to take care of. I already mowed the lawn. I'm done for the day. What do you mean? You have this and that and that and this. This is the mindset that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh tells us that the Yetzer Hara comes to attack a person. Now I want to read to you the words from Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. On such a mindset, such an attitude, what can happen with this approach in life? How unfortunate this plague has spread of a prat, and even more so, listen to these words now. Believe haholchim b'tayres Hashem. This Yetzahara, this poisonous, venomous Yetzahara, that if I accomplish something, if I did something, that's it, I'm done with, I don't have to do any more. This attacks specifically haholchim b'tayres Hashem, those who go in the ways of Hashem. Specifically, those who goes in the ways of Hashem. Lehivazois hamitzvois hakalois beroisim shehem lende Torah. And they disgrace what's quote unquote called the mitzvos hakalois. Perhaps we can define that as lesser important mitzvos. Beroisim shehem lende Torah. Why? Because these people feel, I learned Torah. I'm a kind Talmud Torah Kineg Kulam, the greatest mitzvah. So the other mitzvos, I might not fulfill the greatest way. They don't necessarily have this whole conversation. But Lamaisa, that's what the Yetzer Hara is telling them. Other mitzvahs, you're learning Torah. This is the Aruch Chaim Kodesh talking now. And they fulfill the majority of the mitzvahs. However, what's the outcome from such an approach? Nothing goes unnoticed. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh continues and says, Yisuri Anoshim. Suffering, Yisurim. This is the next step that Rachman Litzlan, this type of approach brings. And what he means is as follows, when people are mevazah the mitzvahs, what happens is, Hashem gives a patch. And the patch comes sometimes in the form of physical punishment. Sometimes in the form of emotional, busha, embarrassment. But the punishment comes. And now the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains the pasuk. What does it mean, kol ha-mitzvah? What is Moshe Rabbeinu intending to say? What's his kavana? When he says, kol ha-mitzvah, asher anoich mitzavcha hayoyim. And he explains like this. Kol ha-mitzvah refers to every single mitzvah the person does is considered to be my one mitzvah. And a person cannot pick and choose and say, I'm going to do this mitzvah better than that mitzvah. I put more energy and emphasis on that mitzvah. They're all the mitzvahs of the Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is given an irrefutable reason for the necessity of fulfilling every single mitzvah, kitikuno, every single prat and every single detail. And he continues and says in the pasuk of Omar, he says, Leman tichyun urevisem uvasem. You know why you have to make sure you do every single mitzvah? And every single mitzvah in the best way possible? Leman tichyun. In order that you should live. Urevisem. And that you should increase and be more successful. Uvasem. And come to the land of Eretz Yisrael. He now explains what does it mean in the pasuk Tichyun. What does it mean that you will live? And explains with a very famous yesod, which we discussed numerous times throughout the shiur here, in the Tilum shiur, Shmuel Soloshin shiur, and the other shiur as well, that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us we have 248 limbs of our body corresponding to the 248 mitzvahs of the body, 365 loisasei, 365 negative mitzvahs that we are told not to transgress, corresponding to the gidim, the sinews of the body as well. And each time a person does a mitzvah, he gives chiyus. He's that aver, that body part is nizoin. It gets its sustenance from the person doing the mitzvah. A person picks up the lulav, he picks up the dalmi, a person puts on the tefillin, the person makes a bracha, whatever the mitzvah might be. The person is now giving his body the chiyus that it needs, the life force, the sustenance, the same way we drink water and we eat healthy foods to give our body the nutrition. The nutrition really comes from the mitzvahs that we do. And the mitzvahs loisas say that we avoid doing. Now he asks a question, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. What happens if a person lacks doing one mitzvah? He does 248 mitzvahs. And we all know, b'zman hazeh, we're not doing 248 mitzvahs. And nobody can, not one person. Sometimes you're not a kohen. Sometimes you are a kohen. You can't do this mitzvah or that mitzvah. But we're talking klolius, generally speaking. Let's say a person is only going to do 247 mitzvahs. And he makes sure not to transgress 364 mitzvahs, lo yisaseh. But one mitzvah saseh, or minimum one mitzvah lo yisaseh, the person is not fulfilling, the person is transgressing. That's pretty good. One mitzvah saseh, one positive mitzvah, he's not doing. 247 he's doing. One mitzvah lo yisaseh, he's not being careful with. It's very good. However, explains the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, imagine a person is jumping up and down, and you come into the room, you see he's hopping on one leg, and you say, what's the matter? So you see his pinky toe is going the wrong direction. And he tells you he was just playing with his children, and he kicked the ball, but he missed the ball, he hit the door, and his pinky toe is going the other direction. So you tell him, what are you worried about? You have 247 other parts of your body that are functioning properly. Focus on the positive. Is that going to comfort the person? You tell me you have 364 gidim, sinews, that are functioning properly. Only one of them is blocked with a little plaque over there, a little where the arteries are and functioning with only one. Is that going to comfort the person when the cardiologist tells them we have to do a surgery? We have to do a serious surgery going on here? It's not going to help the person. That one mitzvah the person is doing affects the whole entire body. He's jumping up and down when his toe is going the wrong direction. We don't just say, oh, his toe is in pain. His whole body is in pain. That explains our Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim ben Attar. That is the pasuk. That's the pshat. Kol ha-mitzvah. We have to make sure we do the entire mitzvah, because every mitzvah was all one. It's all connected. And it affects the guf. Because when the neshama is not feeding the guf properly, it's banged up. It's in pain. That aver that's missing because a person is not doing the mitzvah. Kol ha-mitzvah. Which means we have to do all the mitzvahs b'shleimusum. And that's what the pasuk means, tishmu l'asayis. You have to do every single mitzvah according to your koiches and according to your strength. Which, first of all, takes us back to the importance of Talmud Torah. Because how do you know how to do a mitzvah? How do we know how to do a mitzvah? Well, we have to learn what the mitzvahs are. That goes back to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah connected kulam. Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. We have to go back to learn the mitzvahs. This is the Rambam's pshat of why Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah unless you know how to do it. Let's give one example. A mitzvah that the Chafetz Chaim talks about all throughout his Svarim. It's a mitzvah that applies to men every single day besides Rosh Shabbos and Yontif. And that's the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin. I'm just talking now tefillin shel rosh, but it also applies to tefillin shel yad. It has to be in the right place. There are people every single day, unfortunately, not wearing tefillin, and they think they're doing the mitzvah of tefillin. They're making a bracha of atala, rachmanu litzlan, very serious aveira to make a bracha of atala, because they're not putting tefillin on their head. So If a person right now would make a bracha on the tefillin, would he fulfill a mitzvah? No. So when a person puts a tefillin below his hairline, let's be clear, that's below his original hairline. When the person has a receding hairline, the tefillin have to be above the original hairline. And tefillin is made out of leather. Leather stretches. And over the course of time, this is if the person's tefillin were in the right spot originally, over the course of time, just like the leather shoes you might be wearing, lahavdil, so too your leather straps on your head, they are stretching. And I'm saying this, I'm being serious. For all those listening to the shiur, I'd be happy, contact me, I'd be happy to check out your tefillin, make house calls, you come to my house, I'll go to your house, I'll be happy to check your tefillin, make sure it's in the right spot. But unfortunately, people think, because they didn't learn, they think they're wearing tefillin. Tefillin is extremely, extremely one of the most important mitzvahs. Let's talk about another mitzvah. Mitzvah of Lashon Hara. We spoke about a mitzvah Asay, now we discuss mitzvah Lois Asay. I recently heard there was a video that was put out where it was fictional, it was a made-up story, but unfortunately these stories can happen and have happened, where there was a Rebbe from a yeshiva who was buying very expensive meat. The person behind him, there was a lady who was videoing the meat that he was buying, the expensive meat. And then what did she do? A few seconds later, she sends out the video to a friend. She says, now I understand why tuition is so expensive. Because I have to pay, we all have to pay so much money so he could buy such expensive meat. I don't even buy such expensive meat. And he's going to buy. This is what she writes in the phone. She sends it out to a friend, and one friend sends it to another friend, and eventually it makes its way back to this Rebbe's wife. Rabbi Yisai, the Rebbe was buying the meat for a Sheva Brachas. That's the Maisa, that's the story that they made up. But in the meantime, because of all the Lashon Hara, they had to pick up and move out of town. This is Lashon Hara. Now, how do you know what Lashon Hara is? How do you even know to be careful? Because the person learns on a daily basis the halachas of Lashon Hara and the Musa from Shmiras HaLashon and the other Svarim. A person is going to be more attuned to be careful. It's not going to be so quick to just take a video and send it out and possibly ruin someone's life. That's the benefits of a person that constantly, on a regular basis, always learning, always being connected to Hilchus Shmiras HaLashon. L'ma'an tichyun. So tishmur l'asoy is that we have to make sure we fulfill, says the Aruch HaKadosh, the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs lois asay to the fullest. L'ma'an tichyun and zet tolei b'zeh. Each one depends on the next. And when the person fulfills the mitzvahs, he will live yichye. But if he's mechaser, but if he's lacking even one mitzvah, then that aver, that body part, that gid, that sinew will chas v'sholem will start hurting the person. He'll start being in pain. The Sefer Charedim, we discussed this in the past. The Sefer Charedim has a whole Sefer Charedim, and he discusses which mitzvah corresponds to which body part. Explains the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, kol ha-mitzvah is. Every single mitzvah is to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single mitzvah has that goal, that purpose, to create that greater relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebashamayim. That's what the mitzvah is. We have to have this focus. We do the mitzvah because Hashem says to do, but what's happening when we do a mitzvah? We're coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're having a relationship. Just like when you give someone the present. Why are you giving the person the present? Because you want to become closer to the person. You don't give a person unless you know he's allergic to something. You give him the food, he's allergic to chas v'shalom. That's absurd. You give a person a present because you want to come close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the mitzvahs, and when we do the mitzvahs, we are coming close to Hashem. Kol ha-mitzvah. But if a person is lacking that mitzvah, he's creating a distance in the relationship. He's severing that closeness. He's going the other direction. That's kol ha-mitzvah. He has to make sure he does every single mitzvah the best way possible. How does one do the mitzvah the best way possible, as we said? By learning every single detail of how to do the mitzvah properly. Uravisim of Osim. And then HaKadosh Baruch will increase and give you more good. You receive all the toivos, all the good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you're doing the mitzvahs. You're not doing the mitzvah for that purpose. You're not doing the mitzvah, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in order to get reward. But that will happen. That will come to you. And the pasuk concludes, "Uvasim shama," and you'll go to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Why do you want to go to the land of Eretz Yisrael? Because specifically in the land of Eretz Yisrael, that's where you can do all the mitzvahs b'shlem husan in the greatest way possible. And that's where we could create that tremendous relationship, that connection to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we come back to our pasuk in Tehillim. Toiras Hashem Timima. Shetzrichim lekayim in Toiras Hashem b'shleimuso. That's what David HaMelech is teaching us. Every single opportunity to do a mitzvah, we want to do the mitzvah in the greatest way possible. And not just do part of the mitzvah. And I just feel, okay, I make my check over here, I'm done. And now we can understand what Rashi is saying. It brings a person back from the way of death to the way of life, because it's Meshivas Nafesh. It gives chius, it gives life when a person does the mitzvahs to his Eivorim and to his Gidim. The mitzvahs protect the person. It gives him health. L'man tichyun. In order that a person should live. That's the pasuk. That's how Kodesh Baruch was talking to us. A father tells a son, put a helmet on before you go on your bicycle. And the son doesn't want to do it. Many years ago, before helmets were popular. Around 35 years ago. My brother came home, younger brother. He was shaking. He said he was riding his bike, and this lady started talking to him, and she says, you know, you're not wearing a helmet. When I was a kid, I fell off my bike, and she shows him this bump on her neck or whatever it was, because I didn't wear a helmet, and I cracked my skull open, and you got to wear a helmet. It's around 35 years ago. Baruch Hashem, most people when they ride bicycles, they wear helmets today. It's a common thing. It's protect us. The mitzvahs ha-Torah. Kol ha-mitzvahs. Torah Hashem Timima. It's meshivas nafesh. It takes us midarche misa ledarche chayim. The Skolener Rebbe continues and says that the Rambam, in explaining the Yud Gimel Yisoidos of Emunah, the 13 principles of Emunah, which now we have in the form of the Ani Mamin, at the end of the Siddur and the Shachris Davening, he says there is no difference in the Torah HaKdoisha between the Shem Ishtai Mahat Biel or B'nei Chom Kush Mitzrayim to Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad or Anoich Hashem Lekecho. There's absolutely no difference with any word of the Torah. Ki akol mi piagvura v'akol Torah's Hashem temima. Tohira u'kedosha emes. These are the words of the Rambam. He says it's all Torah's Hashem temima. It's all pure. They're all the same. Every single aspect of the Torah. There's no picking and choosing. Bigger mitzvah, smaller mitzvah. It's kol ha-mitzvah. The Bnei Yisrael, he brings that from the Bnei Yisrael. He tells us that sometimes a person is foolish to think that there's just a pshat just a basic, simple, superficial level of what the Torah is teaching us. And that's what it is. It says what says something, and that's what it is. End of conversation. He says a person thinks the pei, shin, tes, the pshat, is all that meets the eye. This person is a tes, pei, shin. This person is a tipish, is a fool. Because the Torah Kedoshah is full of depth, and it has levushim. A levush means a garment. In the same way, the sun, which is the beginning of Perek Yutes, Hashemayim is Sapin Kavoyd Kel, as we discussed in the previous Shurim. Hashemayim is Sapin Kavoyd Kel. The same way the sun has to be exactly 93 million miles away from Earth, and if it's any closer, it's in the second Rekia, the second level of heavens, whatever this means exactly, for those who understand. It has to be 93 million miles away, because if it's any closer, we would not be here. Earth would not be here. We'd burn. So too, the Torah Kedoshah has to come down in levushim, in garments. What does it mean, levushim? If you look at a person, the person is not the clothing they're wearing. The clothing is called levush, a garment. The person is underneath the clothing. His essence is neshama of who the person is. So too, the stories of the Torah are levushim. There's much more depth. There are soydos, there are secrets behind it. One layer after another layer, after another levush, another levush. And we have to appreciate this, understand the beauty and the depth of the Torah Kedoshah. We're going longer than our normal time period for a share. There's a lot more to say on this topic that the Naim Eliezer Skolani Rambam brings. I just want to conclude with the bracha a person makes after he gets an aliyah. Pasuk says, the bracha is, V'chayi oylom nota b'soycheinu. What does it mean, the chayi oylom? Everlasting life, nota, Hashem implanted b'soycheinu. So first we say, Teres emes, V'chayi oylom nota b'soycheinu. Teres emes says the Torah, in Simon Kuf Lamites, Teres emes refers to Teres Shebichsav. That's the written Torah. V'chayi oylom nota b'soycheinu. Everlasting life He implanted inside of us is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. It's all one Torah. We can't have, like we said earlier by Tefillin, it says, V'toytofo is bein einecha, put toytofo in between your eyes. Where's in between your eyes? That's above the original hairline, in between your eyes. This is the Shleimus HaTorah, the completeness of the Torah. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Kol HaMitzvah, as the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was teaching us. Every single mitzvah has to be appreciated and valued, no matter how much Torah a person learns, or no matter what other mitzvah a person might be doing. If you have more time to learn, learn more Torah. You know how many times people have told me? Yeah, I learned Afyomi, or I learned this, I learned that. So I said, great, keep on doing it. Come learn more. And they smile at me like, well, I'm crazy. Why would I tell them to learn more? Yeah, I have three, four more hours in a day. They look at me like I'm a shugana. I'm actually asking to learn more Torah. And they don't understand. People don't understand. This is a shmira, protection for themselves. And the people say, you know, I'm not feeling so well. Exactly right, he's not feeling so well. Because he's not doing what he could do. He's missing out on the mitzvahs. And if he learns more and he'll know what to do more, he might feel better. Perhaps that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, in Erev and Daf Dalit, the Gemara says, Chosh begufoy, person's body is hurting him. What should he do? Says the Gemara, Yasoik b'Torah. Go get involved in Limra Torah. Go learn Torah. So you can ask, one minute. We just said he's not feeling well. Leave the poor man alone. Yasoik b'Torah, that's you tell him? But that's exactly the antidote. That's exactly what we're saying over here. If a person's not feeling well, let him push himself. And the Rambam Paskins, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, who is obligated to learn? Even the person who's not feeling well, according to his level or whatever, how much he can do.
But if he's starting to learn more, maybe that's exactly why he's not feeling well. Maybe he has to learn more. And that aver will start being fixed. We'll give him more chiyus. Take him midarche moros adarche chayim, as Rashi said. I just want to conclude. I think I might have said that earlier. With the words of the Chofetz Chaim in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Brura. He said these words. Person makes the bracha and berachas atayra on Leah. V'chai oylom nota b'seichenu. Chai oylom. Everlasting life. Chai oylom nota b'seichenu. Hashem implanted inside of us. The Chofetz Chaim, in a very important introduction to the Mishnah Brura, which is important for everyone to see, men, women, everyone to see, he asks a question. And the question is, he told Adam not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, don't eat from the tree of life, Tov V'ra. If a person would eat from it, the Eitz HaChayim, a person would have everlasting life. So yes, he tells us really, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, what is he took the koyach, the power, the potion of life, of everlasting life, from that tree of everlasting life, and he put it inside of the Torah HaKadoshah. And when a person learns the Torah, he is giving himself eternal life. Chaye oylom, nota b'sechenu. That's what the person is doing. He is feeding himself. He's drinking the cup of everlasting life. They have this fairy tale that people are looking for the cup, to drink for the cup of living forever. This is not a fairy tale. This is emes lamitoi. Chaye oylom. Not Abisaychena, because Baruch Hu gave us this opportunity to live forever. What is this opportunity? That's Limud HaTorah. Let's not think this doesn't apply for women, even though women don't have to learn the same obligation as men. There's a sefer came across recently in the Mishnah Brura, Birchas HaZevach. Lived around 300 years ago, the author of the Sefer. His mother did not know how to read Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. She did not know how to read. And she would cry with tears when she would light the Shabbos candles, Lel Shabbos Kodesh, and she would try and cry to Hashem, please give me a son. She didn't have children at the time. She cried with tears to Hashem, please give me a son who will light up the world with Torah. And today, Baruch Hashem, we have the Berachas Zevach and other Svarim. Why? Because she cried and she meant it and she realized the value of Torah HaKadosha. Torah Hashem Temima Mishivas Nafesh. That's what we had to stick on with this Pasuk and we had to explain and discuss this Ara Chaim HaKadosh. Kol HaMitzvah. To make sure we do every single mitzvah. As Rashi says, it's Meshivas Nafesh takes us midarchei moves l'darchei chayim. We shall be zoiche to take the words of the Arachayim HaKadosh from the Sklana Rembra and everything we said over here in the Shir and apply to our lives to every single mitzvah that we can b'shleimusim as completely as possible. And the first step is Talmud Torah, to learn what the mitzvahs are. Thank you for joining.